Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me, Sue Parent. How are you today, Sue?
Hey, I'm great, Kevin.
Glad to have you on with us today, as always.
Thank you.
And Trish is joining us, too. How
Hi.
Are you, Trish?
Good.
Good. Glad to have you both on the show with us today to talk about, well, first off, a big event that's happening later this week. You've got a meet and greet for the candidates coming up, don't you?
We do. On Friday, we're going to have a meet and greet here in East Tawas at the park next to the campground, the Day Use Park. It'll be from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We're going to have an ice cream social with it.
Oh.
We've welcomed and invited all of the candidates that are running for local and state office. So we have to hope to have a good attendance and many community members out joining us.
All right, yeah, and many candidates, too, because you don't get the opportunity too often to rub elbows with the candidates and get to ask them questions because they can't make it to every door when they go
That's correct.
And about. Yeah,
that's correct.
All right, and that's open to everyone who'd like to come on out.
Anyone who would like to come, if they have any questions, they can reach me at 739-1469, and I'm Sue Parent, and I'd be glad to answer any questions that they have.
All right, and that again is from 1 till 4.
1 till 4 this Friday the 7th in East Tawas at the Day Use Park.
And now it is sponsored by IOSCO Roar, and now that's what we want to talk about a little bit about what that's all about and some other events that are coming up. And from what I understand, Trish is going to help us out with that?
Yep, Trish is our new chairperson, and so she's going to share with you a little bit what Roar is.
Welcome to the show, Trish.
Thank you.
All right. Now, you're the chairperson, so tell us what ROAR is. Now, first off, let's talk about those four letters, R-O-A-R. They stand for something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do they stand for?
Reaching out for advocating for rights.
All right. That kind of says a little bit about what the organization does, but give us a little history. Tell us what you do as part of ROAR.
I volunteer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So our group is really active. Trish is brand new.
And
this
okay.
is like her first two
Backpack.
Weeks.
Wow. So that is brand
new. It's
new.
So our organization is a self-advocacy organization for members of the disability community.
I see. Okay.
And so it gives us an opportunity to bring all of our voices together about concerns that we might have. One of our main functions is to lobby. We're very active in Lansing and on the federal level. We have a good rapport with all of our legislators and congressmen. And we have opportunities to speak with them about our concerns and our input on bills and laws that are in the process of being made for the disability community.
Wow, very good.
And the second thing Trish talked about is we're really active here in our own community in IOSCO County volunteering. You might see us at a variety of different places between Tawas and Oscoda.
All right. Now, you do have some, these are meetings for voter rights and accessibility training? Yeah.
Yes.
So let's talk about those. When are they coming up? Go ahead. Since you're the chairperson, Trisha, tell us about the one that's coming up here in East Tawas.
East Tawas, Michigan, September 17, 2018, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m.
All right. And that'll be at the where everything seems to take place in
East Tawas Community Center.
Yeah, at the community center there in East Tawas. And again, that is open to anyone?
It is open to anyone. We're hoping for anyone that might have a disability or developmental disability here in our community. We have guest presenters from Self-Advocates of Michigan and Michigan's Developmental Disabilities Council. Nancy Hubel will be coming and bringing a voting machine. So it's an opportunity to help people prepare for the upcoming general election. Both of these events, we partnered together to help educate our community and other disability members of our community who's running and how to get out there and speak your voice.
Very nice. Now, if they want more information about ROAR or about the meet and greet or about the training that's coming up, how do they get more information?
I would say they could contact me at 739-1469. I'm Sue Parent, and I'm an advisor for this organization.
Very good. Now, do you guys have a website? Is there a place they can go to learn more?
We have a website, but we're working on it.
All
it's
right.
in development phase.
All right. No problem. Give Sue a call if you need more information. But don't forget the meet and greet this Friday, 1 till 4, and that'll be at the Day Use Park there in East Tawas. Sponsored by IOSCO ROAR and Sue Parent and Trish from that organization. Thanks for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
You're welcome.
Thanks so much, Kevin. Have a great day.